Okay, how did you get involved with the project itself, Parp?
So I decided to do my master's research on virtual reality as a tool for Indigenous language revitalization because I discovered several people across Canada had already been creating virtual reality projects for Indigenous language revitalization across Canada. So for Cree, the James Bay Cree School Board, over here in Alberta, we have the Urban Society of Aboriginal Youth, USAE, has several virtual reality programs for Blackfoot language and culture. So I ended up connecting with the folks at USAE, and they wanted to collaborate and were happy to facilitate the technology side of this workshop. So they're coming down from Calgary with enough headsets for everyone to try the virtual reality headsets, which will be the Oculus Go, the Oculus Quest 2, and the Oculus Quest 3.
Okay, and can you explain the technology to me?
Yeah,
like really basically?
So the Oculus Quest Go is more of a standalone program. So you don't move within the virtual reality space. So you're able to see around, look around, but you don't actually move your virtual feet in the program. And then you move on to the Oculus Quest 2 and 3. You're able to actually move within the space using your handheld remote. So you can actually walk through a landscape without moving your feet. You're standing in place, but you're able to move within the digital landscape. The Quest 2 and 3 are the latest versions of the Meta Oculus, which is owned by the Meta company, Facebook.
Okay, and how do you incorporate language into this?
Yeah, so by looking at what other folks have done, so USAE, for example, they've created an action game that follows the Blackfoot Pipe Ceremony, integrating language throughout the game. So kids are playing the game, they're hearing the language, they're using the language in the game, and they're also learning about the history of the pipe ceremony. So it's immersing kids in an adventure game that kids love to play, but also giving them language and culture at the same time.
And what's the age range of people involved in this virtual reality?
So the virtual reality workshop is from ages 10 to 17. So we have 15 Indigenous youth coming, and their parents are also coming to try the headset. They represent languages such as Cree, Gwich'in, Mi'kmaq, Dene'ita, Mi'kmaq, and Stoney Nakoda. So we have a wide range of Indigenous language groups coming to represent and to give their input on what they think of virtual reality and what they would like to see for their own language in the future.
And what are you hoping that people really take away from this event?
I hope that these kids can come and explore virtual reality, and a lot of them, from talking to their parents, have never had exposure to virtual reality before. So this will be a brand new experience for them. They are getting to try this brand new technology and see how it can be used for learning their languages. So I'm hoping that they come, they explore the virtual reality world, they get to share their input. That's what this is all about, is really hearing from these youth and hearing what they think and what they want to see for their own languages.
And this is a success so far. I know that you had mentioned before that the event is full for attendees. Is there maybe another time that we're looking for this to be held once again?
I definitely believe that there will be another virtual reality youth workshop. The interest has been absolutely insane. I have a wait list that's quite long, a cancellation list, and so far nobody has canceled and folks are waiting. So I think that I would love to run this sort of workshop again. It got a lot of exposure and I connected with several programs to collaborate on the project, some of which is the Urban Society of Aboriginal Youth, USAE out of Calgary. As I said, they're facilitating the tech. They're bringing all of the Oculus headset, the Supporting Indigenous Languages Revitalization Siller program at the University of Alberta, and the Ote Pimswak Métis Government, Métis Nation of Alberta, and SILBI at the University of Alberta, McEwell Institute for Advanced Studies. So this has just snowballed into this beautiful big event that has grown with collaborators and interest from all over the city. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what everyone thinks. These youth and their parents, their guardians, are coming to provide their input on what they would like to see for virtual reality programs and games for their own languages. So I'm really excited to see what comes of it. I am excited to talk more with the participants who are coming to learn more about them. But as far as I know, they are living in Edmonton, the Edmonton area, and they're coming Most of these youth are urban Indigenous youth, so I'm really excited to see what kind of opinions and thoughts they have on virtual reality.
Okay, is there anything that I might have missed that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, I just want to add that we do have elders coming to facilitate some language games, some Korean Machif language games, and they're also going to be trying virtual reality themselves. And then we have a catered Indigenous meal provided by Kim Yellenese Kim's Creation. So I'm really excited to create this cultural experience with language throughout the day.
It sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for chatting with Windspeaker Radio Network. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.